All right, we got a special guest joining us on the Outdoor Show today, Randall from Straight Line Archery. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Adam. Thanks for having us on.
Well, I know it's not exactly a happy reason to have you on, but we want to let folks know what's going on right now with the Deer Tracks Archery Range in Marquette. So please fill us in. What's happening, Randall?
Well, ultimately, end of the day, Deer Track Bow Hunters is the club, and we are facing the end of our lease. So the owners of the property have asked us to vacate the premises because they're going to put it up for sale.
Hmm.
It's a bit of a shock, but by the same token, it's their property, and they can do what they like with it. Carol Peterson passed away last year, and she was pretty much our go-to lady, and obviously the rest of the family has got different interests, and it's just such a shame because if we had $1 million, we'd go out and and buy it.
Yeah.
But there's so much history involved with that place. It's been an archery range since 1949.
Wow. And for the folks that don't realize, this is in Marquette Township, right off of Vandenboom.
Absolutely. It's 200 meters up Vandenboom Road, just past the bike track. There's 40 acres of absolute beautiful archery range, walking range, whatever you want to call it. We've got a 28 National Field and Hunter. That particular venue has been in the National Archery Magazine because it's such a beautiful range. It's been noted as the best range in Michigan and on par with the best in the country, and I can vouch for that as well.
Mm. Now, I know you have been around when it comes to shooting, so that's a pretty big endorsement. And I know that this is a bit of an emotional situation for the club. I mean, you've been shooting there for so long. It's a pristine area. What are you going to do next? What are your options at this point?
Well, typically, you'd say that it's said and done. And but, you know, I would like to think that, okay, if it's not been earmarked as anything but just for sale, I would like to think that there's avenues to pursue, because as I said, there's lots of history involved with it. There's the arts is an area that people, I'm sure, don't know about, but you could do searches online and things like that. Way back when the heyday, where everything was bustling up here, there's even a theater, an outdoor natural amphitheater, where they had performers come from London.
Wow.
It's just such a shame that the Marquette people probably have never been privy to it. We always say it's the best kept secret, but at the end of the day, nobody ever really wanted to keep it a secret.
Hmm.
It's just that it's right back. It's just there in town. We've had people come up here for tournaments, and they are just blown away by the fact that they turn out the gate in 5 minutes, they're in the motels and the restaurants. It doesn't happen.
Hmm.
But it has got a beautiful history there, and it is a shame.
We'll continue to talk about the situation with Deer Tracks in Marquette in our next Outdoor Report. Randall will talk about setting something up potentially to try and pursue the acquisition of this property for several different reasons, including a state archery park. So stay tuned for part two coming up later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.